I changed my name with Iceland Airlines one time. I've done that. Why will United not? So this morning we had to go extra early because we did not know if he was going to be able to get on.
Did you change your name to Big Fatty for Iceland Air? Was that like,
no,
oh
no. Okay. I just realized that my return flight had the wrong name on it, even though I had gotten the flight over fixed.
What name did it have on it?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Change your name to Big Fatty?
No, 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 no.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3835 of BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 18th of October 2022, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about my day, and I've got a voice on a Big Fatty. Hello, Unsoilers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're Unsoilers today, because y'all, Big Fatty washed his underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear the underpants. Well, I washed everything but my underpants. Y'all always determine when it's time to wash the garments, when the walking, the nipple walking socks are running low. Big Fatty, and y'all, they were beginning to run low. Big Fatty, how do you determine when to wash the sheets? They're getting a little crackly. Well, I was kind of thinking, I might have a gentleman call Monday afternoon, but so far,
this is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I got to see y'all today. Today, the 18th of October. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person many times at the Pride 48. And here in Charleston, y'all have been to the villa many, many times. Y'all just one of the nicest people that you will ever want to meet. Y'all, he's currently in recovery. Big Fatty, I didn't know he had a drinking problem. No. From a minor per Big Fatty, you sound like the nip. Procedure. I checked on him on Sunday, and was it Sunday? Yes, all is going well, and y'all, he promises that he will be in tip-top shape when he comes to visit next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, y'all. I'm talking about none other than the one and only Ron, formerly known as the Heart Daddy. Big Daddy, we love the formerly known as Heart Daddy Ron. We do indeed. So, y'all, if yes, is the Heart Daddy on the Twitter or the Metaspace? I don't know. But, y'all, if he is, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday! Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Big Fatty, we love the Fatty the Pooh music. We just love it when Fatty poos. Y'all, Big Fatty, never mind. No, poo-poo everywhere. Poo-poo, poo-poo. Anyway, let's see, what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. Let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, Veda and I did record, the little Fatty cast. The jar was not present for the recording. It was a quick little recap. Veda did most of the talking. Big Fatty, that's unusual. It's true. and then after all that, y'all, I was just mainly watching some of the sports ball. And y'all, one of the things that I did over the weekend was, y'all, I cleaned out my freezer. Y'all, I had no idea what I had in there and what I didn't have in there. Well, I had some idea, but I didn't know. I mean, I found stuff in there that I didn't know I had. And I found stuff that I obviously didn't know I had it, because then I went and bought more of it. Y'all, Lori Warbucks, I hope you're sitting down. I do not plan to buy, unless there's a coupon, of course, to buy any more shredded cheese for a while, because I have got plenty of cheese to make the cheese cookeries and the little ham biscuits. Y'all, in fact, I found a package of the little ham biscuits I'd already made up that I didn't know I had. And anyway, y'all, I just reorganized everything and moved it around, y'all. And y'all, it just felt good to. Now it's still jam packed full, and I did throw a few things away. There were some boneless poke ribs. I don't know how long they'd been in there, but they did not resemble meat. It was more of a eat. Try the gray stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. Well, y'all, the dishes would have said, no, do not eat that gray stuff. The Nep stopped by. He had been out on his Nepa walk, and while he was here, we were chatting, and y'all, I decided I was going to clean out my pantry. Big Fatty, thank goodness you said pantry. I was afraid you were about to say your panties. Anyway, y'all, got it all cleaned out and reorganized and threw a few things away that the expiry date had passed, and a few things are on the questionable shelf. Y'all, it's just nice to have it all organized and everything. And I was gonna do the Frigidaire, but y'all, I just didn't feel like it. So y'all, Monday morning, I straightened up the Frigidaire, threw a few things away. I had been through it more recently, so it wasn't that much to throw away. But y'all, Sunday night, watch the Shirksterminate, and y'all, it's good. It's good. It's very informative. And y'all, it was one of those nights where the temperature was going to be in the upper 60s, and with that was a higher humidity. So y'all, I left the air conditioning on Sunday night, because you know, if it's not, if it's too humid or it's not cool enough, Big Fatty will flop around. Y'all, I'm like one of those fish. You know, you catch a fish and it just flops around. Yes, Big Fatty, the flopping fat fish. Left that out. Y'all slept like a baby. Y'all, I was in bed before 9 o'clock. Right at 9 o'clock, and I was out. I was out by 9:30. And y'all woke up a little bit before 6 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, I was rested, and I got up and TT'd and came back and laid back down. But y'all, I wasn't sleepy, so I just kind of laid there and relaxed and looked at the sunrise. And finally, I got up. Y'all, Miss Gail King was off on Monday. I don't know if she's going to be off all week. Watched the news, read the paper, did the Sudoku, did the Wordle, and then I was off. No, then I washed my clothes, my soiled linens, and that's the bed, my soiled garments, did all that. Y'all went to, head out on the nipple walk, and y'all, one of my ear pods, one was 100% and the other one was 1%, and y'all, they're in the same case together. I don't know what was wrong with it, but anyway, I plugged it back in, and it charged up to like 80%, I think, while I was cleaning out the refrigerator, and washing the clothes and everything. And y'all, then I went out and I did the morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was cool, it was overcast, and y'all, there was no sweating. Y'all, I saw that the laughing Buddha that he was needing to pull out his double camisole, his flannel camisole. Y'all, it was like 35 degrees where he is. Big Fatty, it snowed there last week. Yeah, I know. And y'all, we're supposed to, the high, I think they said the high on Wednesday is supposed to be 62, which is the record lowest high temperature for Charleston, since they've been keeping records, and we're predicted to hit 62, which would tie the record. Or y'all, if we don't inch up that far, we may set a new record. But y'all, it's going to be in the low 40s. Y'all can't wait. It's going to be lovely, just lovely. And anyway, did the nipple walk, came back, got my share. Y'all, I had some more of that beef stool. Now y'all, I'm going to tell you. The beef stool, gas producing, Big Fatty. It was yes, it was a big farty. But y'all, it's good. It's good. I'm gonna make me some soup today, Tuesday. Y'all, a Hortensia comes today. Y'all, after I got my share, I laid down on the electric camisole. I may have dozed off for a few minutes, but it wasn't much. And y'all, now I'm up and recording the little show. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
I'm Big Fatty. It's Mrs. Mrs. Law Lauren. Lauren, how are you? I'm calling you from, now don't get mad at me, Rock Hill, South Carolina. It's like 3 hours away from you, I think. I'm here. There was a wedding. There's a hoist. There were friends. I'm ready to go home, long story short. There were roller coasters today, which I did not participate with. I just held the coats. I probably would have gotten in the jalopy if I was able to rent one. You know, I get here and I get a phone call. Hi, yeah, my name is Lala Lauren. We regret to inform you there's no more cars left in Charlotte, North Carolina. No cars at all. Sorry. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye now. So, no car. We're at the will of our friends who live in Charlotte, which is kind of far from here, considering. So, no visit to the Fat Acres this time around. Hopefully next time, though. I would much prefer to be over in your neck of the woods or somewhere along the coastline. Man, we were at the Carowinds amusement park today. I saw so many mullets, very many mullets. Wondering if any of your listeners have mullets, please call in. Maybe you could have a new segment. Tell us about the haircut, Big Fatty. Yeah. So anyway, and I have a meat report for you. I ate, chicken tenders tonight. So delicious. But yeah, that's all. Figured since I was in your area, I should give you a call and, send my love to you and also to Larry, please. And, what are we calling? Oh, the jar. So, Owen Poodle. Hi, Poodle. Hi. Anyway, hope you have a good night. Back to the Chicago's tomorrow. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is a miseries. La 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 Lauren and Mrs. Lauren. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. In fact, you're getting so close. You almost could whisper. You could almost whisper in my ear. You were so close. Big Fatty, she said she's 3.5 hours away. Well, you know, it's closer than the Chicago's. Yes, Big Fatty. And, yes, I believe, I don't know if this is your first visit to the South Kakalaki, but you were mentioning the mullet. And many people might think that's a fish. But it's not, it's people are not walking around with a fish hanging off the back of their heads. Fatty, if Digger was here, he'd probably have a bumper for it. Yeah, it's mullet recommendation time. Big Fatty, totally original, never heard before. But, I didn't hear if Double A Ron came with you, but it sounds like you were on your own. You were a bachelorette in mullet paradise. Fatty, nothing says no. Never. Thank you for calling, and please call. Oh dear, Gussie. By the way, Tamari. Tamari, we'll see if you get to see Mrs. La 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 Lauren's new artwork for Good Morning Fatty. Big Fatty, I noticed she didn't say that when she called. No, she didn't. But anyway, we'll just have to see if enough of you called for me to reveal the new artwork. Big Fatty, you're a whore. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix and Daniel Biba. What do you think old Crooked Hat ought to do while Mittens is gone?
Change your name to Big Fatty?
No.
No, Big Fatty is Crooked Hat having some sort of a spell?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah! We'll be right back.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.